You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Wednesday, which means it's time for our executive lounge. And today I'm chatting to the group CEO of a company called Actom. I'm joined by Mervin Naidu to just take a look at what he does and what he gets up to during the day. Good evening, Mervin. Thanks so much for taking the time. What does Actom do?
Good evening, Jimmy. Thank you for having me on your show. So Jimmy, Actom is a company that's this year we turned 120 years old. We're a business that manufactures a whole range of products, and it goes across electrical products that go from transformers to switch gear to high voltage equipment, protection control systems, medium voltage motors, and a whole range of other electrical products. We also manufacture boilers and similar mechanical products, and over and above manufacturing, also do aftermarket repairs and services to all of those products, and also turnkey projects where we do the EPC and construction of complete turnkey plants.
I suppose then it does make sense, given the electrical component of the company, that an electrical engineer such as yourself would end up there. What was that journey like, Mervin, going from, whether it's from your studies and the past work that you've done? I mean, you've been in the industry for well over 30 years. So this is aside from the 20 plus years you've spent at Actom. What was the journey like getting from where you started in the industry to where you are now?
So Jimmy, it's been quite a long journey. So I started off my journey. Firstly, grew up in a relatively poor environment, blue collar parents, and so I had to work extra hard in order to be able to get a bursary to study. Firstly, so I got a bursary to study electrical engineering. Went to university, and whilst at university, I had the privilege of being put in during my vacations. I worked for the company that that awarded me the bursary, and during those vacation periods then was put into apprentice training centers where I was trained with artisans. These are hands-on people, and for me that was so instrumental in terms of my personal development, because I was then able to to physically work in factories, develop skills, all the way from basic mechanical procedures like milling and turning to electrical activities like harness wiring, star delta starting of motors, and a whole range of other electrical activities. And for me, that almost sort of formed the foundation for my development. So when I started working as an engineer, I then worked in maintenance. At that time, it was on locomotives and factory processes. But it was so instrumental in terms of my personal development, because, working in factories, you get the hands-on experience. And eventually, from there, it led me down a management stream, where I grew from junior management to middle management, and eventually to where I am today. But as I said, that basic hands-on practical experience has been so instrumental in terms of me getting to where I am today.
Speaking of hands-on experience, Mervin, are you, given that you're an electrical engineer, are you, or do you handle all of your own housework? Is your house one of those houses that has all the wires neatly color-coded and stacked properly? Is that how your house looks at the moment?
Definitely, Jimmy. For me, as an engineer, I tend to, still in my spare time pretty much fiddle, and I've got hobbies, but pretty much stay close to being hands-on, and when I do have the time, we'll tidy up the wiring in my house and do whatever. I'll do home automation. Yeah, so it's been still keep in touch with the latest developments in the field, and wherever possible do get my hands dirty.
What other hobbies do you have? You mentioned that you do have a few hobbies. What are they?
Yeah, Jimmy, so with my job, my spare time is limited. But the one hobby is koi fish. I love my koi. And, get involved in cycling as well, in mountain biking. And another thing is, social activities in terms of getting involved in community assistance wherever possible.
As Group CEO, what becomes the hardest part of your job now? Do you still find yourself wanting to get involved in fixing all the other little problems that come from the engineering background, or are you too busy focused on the boardroom things that you need to take care of?
So, Jerry, the business I'm in, so Actom employs between 6,500 to 7,000 people. And with that, obviously, it's a very diverse business, electromechanical, manufacturing, and aftermarket services. So it's very complex. So the way we structured is that, you know, given the size of the organization, from our head office perspective, we, you know, set the policy and structure and then have divisional CEOs that are fully empowered to manage and run their businesses. With the empowerment comes accountability. So where things are is such that, you know, my involvement is in terms of setting that policy, managing the deployment of capital into businesses, and then obviously when there's problems in a business, then, you know, I tend to zoom in and get involved in you know, when companies do occasionally hit wobbles. So unfortunately, due to the size of the group and that, there's not always time for me to get involved too much hands-on. But definitely, you know, a lot of time goes in terms of managing the balance sheet of the company, deployment of capital, and, you know, there's the occasional technical challenge, you know, and if I do have the time, I do get involved in assisting to try and guide management teams around some of these issues.
Mervyn, you currently sit on a couple of boards as well. I mean, you're a non-executive director at CIFSA as well. Who's influenced you the most of all the people you've interacted with in your very lengthy career?
So there's been a few people, you know, across my career that have been instrumental in terms of, you know, influencing me and guiding me. So firstly, I'm on the board of CIFSA, which is an organization called the Steel and Engineering Industries Federation of South Africa, and I'm also the chairman of the Manufacturing Circle. So those two organizations are key organizations in our industry. You know, so I've been influenced by a few people, you know, some worth mentioning. Our late COO in Actom, a gentleman by the name of Garth McEwen, that's been very instrumental in my personal development. And also people like the president of CIFSA, Mr. Elias Monarchy. The reason I joined an organization like CIFSA and chaired the Manufacturing Circle is that these organizations are so key for the country. And for me, you know, Jimmy, what we need to do as South Africans is sometimes zoom out and look at the macro of the country and impact wherever we can, and we need to do that through industry bodies. For me, these two platforms, give me the ability to engage key stakeholders, whether it be in government and other sectors, where we try and impact in terms of direction of industry. And, you know, key things that we pursue is that of localization. For me as a country, we've got, you know, fundamental problems in energy, in logistics, in crime, and there's also a massive challenge with crime in the country. And for me, firstly, looking at crime as an example, you know, the key reason for crime is because of the high levels of unemployment. And unemployment is there because in some cases we don't have skills aligned to where demands are, and the other fact is that there's just not enough industrial activity in the country. So what we do, you know, through these industry bodies is to try and actively encourage government and key stakeholders that wherever there's infrastructure projects, let's try to localize and, you know, wherever practical. And through that, we firstly help in terms of creating jobs, you know, which is a major national crisis in the country. Secondly, it also then takes people out of being dependent on the state for social grants, being economically active. These people pay tax. The companies that they work for pay tax. And all of this then helps in terms of stimulation of GDP growth and economic growth for the country.
Mervyn, if you could leave one parting sentence with a young electrical engineer who's just started out their career, they're say they're working at parastatal like Eskom, what would you say to them about the industry and about the work that they do and the importance of that work?
For me, Jimmy, you know, as and saying this, you know, from beginning from the point where I worked as an engineer, hands-on, engineering, firstly, is a, you know, can be a very challenging career. It's you know, you sit with various challenges, and sometimes it's not recognized. You know, when you look at it from a financial perspective, historically, engineers were never really recognized in professional streams. You know, and then tended to migrate towards management. And for me, as a country, firstly, we do need skilled engineers, and we need to retain good engineers in engineering. And for me, you know, a key message would be that we would like to see engineers staying in the engineering stream. You know, companies now you know, recognize it, and engineers get remunerated according to specialization in that. And for me, it's a fundamental building block in the country, because engineering is a segment that helps people develop by way of structured thinking. And I think for me, as an engineer, it's about the fundamentals of structured thinking. How do you tackle a problem from first principles, whether it be a finance problem, whether it be a human resources problem? So it goes beyond just technical plant, you know. So for me, I think it's important for engineers to be developed. And then later, you know, as they progress in their careers, they could migrate into other sectors. A lot of engineers go into banking and that. But at the end of the day, as an economy, we need engineers, you know, to grow on the technical streams, but then eventually filter into other segments of industry, because they are key towards the development of our country and economy.
Well, those skills are in definite need and are currently probably in a lot of short supply. But thanks so much for your time, Mervyn, and thanks for giving us a bit of insights into who you are and what it is that you do at Actom. That's Mervyn Naidu, the Group CEO of Actom, giving us a sense of what he does and what he enjoys doing.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.